I'm sitting here with Philippe Fondalo and Jonathan Stolk from Backbase. And I wanted to ask you two what Backbase is showing this year at Javapalus.
Yeah, okay. So we are for the first time here at Javapalus. What we are showing are our capabilities of our Enterprise Ajax development framework. For Java developers. So we offer an Ajax development framework for Java developers to develop more quickly, more maintainability, the Java applications. Just like .NET has the framework, we think the Java community is also looking for their framework. And we think we are the number one of the, or will become number one as Ajax development framework for the Java community. The second thing is that we also show capabilities on the Java Struts edition. We have three products. It's Struts, JSF, and Client Edition. The Struts edition is about reuse of existing Struts edition, Struts applications to Ajaxify them with our product. So it's quite simple without changing code in the pages. So making going from Struts to rich, to a rich internet environment. The third product is JSF. We were talking about the fact that there are, of course, a lot of differences between open source and our Ajax development framework. Of course, there are a lot of differences, but one of the most important differences is standard integration. XML is an important part in that. And also the fact that our software products are built fully on W3C standards. And for example, the declarative user interface layer, where we use XML. And you were having questions about XML to me, and then I ran for Jonathan.
Okay. So Jonathan, could you tell us a little bit about the XML part?
Well, of course. XML is indicated by many analysts these days as the way forward for describing interfaces. Declarative interfaces, as Philip called them, is very powerful using XML because it allows for readable, well-maintainable code bases that are object-oriented. So they also allow for a high level of reuse within one company over several applications or over multiple companies even, multiple labels even, if you like. So I think that's really a differentiator to our proposition here at the Javapalus compared to any other vendor or open source Ajax platform, that we have this high level of reusability.
Okay, so could you describe to me as a programmer, if I use your tool and I'm doing this XML stuff, where am I putting it?
You are just putting the XML in your IDE as you would write HTML before. We allow for dragging and dropping in workshop environments for dragging widgets from a palette onto your canvas, so there's drag and drop editing possibilities next to the regular handwriting type of coding. So there's two types of developers mainly. The one is a drag and drop adapt, and the other is a handwriting adapt, and we support them both. Okay. Basically, that's it. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. So then I end up with an XML description of my page and all the widgets on it.
Yeah.
What happens to it on the way to the browser such that it ends up being JavaScript and HTML?
So this is the core of the Backbase proposition. We have a very light, very powerful Ajax engine, the Backbase presentation client, as we call it also. And this Ajax engine is capable in reading your XML declaration and rendering it into the document object model of the browser, rendering a very usable single page interface. And your XML description can either be the Backbase XML type of language, which is developed by Backbase, but it's very well possible to use any other XML description like XForms or XUL, if you like, even XAML, can be translated into the browser. Even a PDF could be translated into a browser-based representation.
Okay, so do you actually send the XML all the way down to the browser and the JavaScript down there that's your, I forget what you called it, the Backbase engine?
Plan.
Yeah. It grabs that XML and parses it and puts up a UI? Or is there something happening on the server?
Well, we support both models. So either you send raw XML to the client and have a client-side transformation into a presentation, into a document object model, or, and in most cases, you would make a combination of the both. You would do the transformation on the server side and render predefined XHTML to the engine to build this single page interface.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.